How can a website tell for certain that a visitor is over 18 or 21? In several states, lawmakers have told tech companies, figure it out. The goal is to restrict kids' access to social networks and porn sites. Right now, it's easy to lie and get around age limits. The catch is, stricter verification systems raise privacy concerns. Emma Roth of The Verge has been writing about the wave of new laws and the effort to balance child safety with privacy. She's here for our All Tech Considered segment. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Lots of websites make you check a box that says, yes, I'm old enough to continue. But some states have already changed this policy, right? What's going on?
Right. So in three states right now, Utah, Arkansas, and Louisiana, there are already age verification tools in place for people to access social media sites or porn sites. In Louisiana and Utah, they have laws that aim to block users under the age of 18 from viewing porn. And in Arkansas, they require social media companies to implement age verification that blocks users under 18.
What other age verification options are on the table right now?
So far, people have come up with ways maybe to use a credit card or a government ID to verify your age. However, this might exclude some adults, especially those with lower incomes, as they might not have access to a credit card or a government-issued ID. There's also something called face-based age detection, and this uses facial analysis to estimate the ages of users. So this will require access to a device's camera. Another possibility is an inferential age verification system that essentially guesses your age based on your browsing history or your activity on a platform.
Are there also privacy implications for that?
There is. I mean, anything that involves giving away your government ID or a credit card, it always poses the risk of that information being hacked or leaked.
These are two important competing values, privacy concerns and child safety. Is there any consensus, even an emerging sense, of how to balance these two things?
Right now, there honestly isn't. When it comes to privacy advocates and civil liberties lawyers, they both are in agreement that there's kind of no sound way to implement age verification at this time.